Reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 2, Ajmil delivered by the Vishnu Dutas, text number 4. Yadyatta charati shreyan itarastatta dihate sayatpanamam kurute Lokasta Danuvatate. Word for word. Yat yat. Whatever. Acharati. Executes. Shreyan. A first class man. With full knowledge of religious principles. Itaraha. The subordinate man. Tat-tat, that. Ihate, performs. Saha, he, the great man. Yat, whatever. Pramanam, as evidence or as the right thing. Kurute, accepts. Lokaha, the general public. Tat, that. Anuvatate, follows. Can you put the sound a little bit lower? Thanks. Translation. The mass of people follow the example of a leader in society and imitate his behavior. They accept as evidence whatever the leader accepts. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Although Ajmil was not punishable, the Yamadutas were insisting on taking him away to Yamaraj for punishment. This was Adharma, contrary to religious principles. The Vishnudutas feared that if such religious acts were allowed, the management of human society would be spoilt. In modern times, the Krishna consciousness movement is trying to introduce the right principles of management for human society, but unfortunately the governments of Kali Yuga do not properly support the Hare Krishna movement because they do not appreciate its valuable service. The Hare Krishna movement is the right movement for enumerating the falling condition of human society, and therefore governments and public leaders in every part of the world should support this movement to completely rectify humanity's sinful condition. Okay, I'll read the verse again. The mass of people follow the example of a leader in society and imitate his behavior. They accept as evidence whatever the leader accepts. So, one of my favorite pastimes, my favorite canto, Canto 6. I remember I read this for the first time, this canto. I read it 1 week. It was I just couldn't put it down. It was so amazing. And it's quite amazing because at the end of the fifth canto, we hear about the hellish planets and how easy it is to go there. You can go to hell just if you don't receive someone nicely at your house. If he's not happy with your reception, you can go to hell. It's so easy to go to hell in Kali Yuga. If you eat meat, then there's animals who eat your guts and you get to watch it while they're ripping your guts apart. You get thrown off a cliff, you get ripped your arms apart by elephants. If you're like a politician, you like to lie a lot, then you get sewn in into a net through all your fingers and different parts of your body. So it's very nice if you like, if you indulge in illicit sex and you get to embrace a hot iron form of a woman or a man. If you like intoxication, you get to drink like hot lead straight like this. So not a very nice place to go. But it seems like that everyone in Kali Yuga is going from what they're doing. Illicit sex is the normal thing to do. Taking intoxication. You cannot have fun unless you drink alcohol or beer. You know, we tell people, yes, we don't drink. So what do you do for fun? They ask, you know. Gambling, we don't gamble or speculate. So that's the normal thing when it comes to spiritual life or anything that's beyond our vision is speculation about spiritual life. Usually, when it comes to spiritual life, you know, we say, oh, we refer to scripture, We refer to the spiritual master who's in the line of spiritual masters. But what? But spiritual life must be free, and you should discover it yourself, you know. But everything else, you need a teacher, you know. Everything else, you need help. Like, you fix the car, you need a mechanic. And you just to learn. Even on YouTube, they recommend videos for you to watch. You know, you can't even choose yourself. It's all authority. Everything's authority under authority that you have to do. Even for you to drink, you're taking authority from all the advertisements so you can drink and eat meat. You know, you don't have any. You're always taking authority. Even if you lost the keys and you need to fix the keyhole, you need to call a locksmith to fix the keyhole. You know, even small things like this, you need an authority. Or you go to a restaurant and you're asking, you don't even see what's going to be on your plate. It's just a list of food that's on the menu, and then you have to ask the waiter, oh, what is this one, what is this one, and then you have to believe what he says. He can say anything. You take authority. But in the spiritual life, no authority. You know, there's like cheating gurus, and they say, you don't need a guru, you don't need books. He even wrote a book, no need for books. So you can see how this speculation is quite the norm in Kali Yuga. We follow Ivam Parampara Praptam, Ivam Raja Vishyo Vidu, Sakalenaha Mahata Yoganasta Parantapa. This the supreme science of God given by Krishna through the chain of saintly kings. But over time, that chain has been lost and the science seems to be disappeared. So Krishna comes again and start it up again with Arjuna speaking the Bhagavad Gita. And that's how we get knowledge, is through this parampara. Meat eating is the norm. Especially now it's different, but when Prabhupada came to the West and disciples were giving up meat eating, their family was worried, you know. You're going to die because you're not eating meat. You're going to die. You know, if you just eat vegetables, you won't live anymore. Like that, another thing. Now it's normal. So you can see how easy it is to go to the hellish planets. But we see here, we have some hope. Prakashya Maharaj has given us hope. It's like, what's going on here? Everyone's going down, you know. There's no hope for anyone. How are we going to get him out? He's asking Shukadev Goswami. And then Shukadev Goswami is saying, okay, you can do Praischitta, you can do atonement. So you do some Vedic ritual or pious, like good karma to counteract the bad karma. The Pariksha Maharaj rejected it. He's like, nah, this is not good. This is just like an elephant taking a bath. You know, he goes into the lake, washes his body, he's completely clean, then throws dust on himself again. Because what happens is that the seed of sinful desire is not removed. That's the problem, you know. And it's actually good. Like, many times you meet Christians, and they say you are born with sin. You know, it's just how you are, you know. But if you believe in Jesus, then you know you're just delivered. You can do anything you want because He died for your sins. You know, they use Jesus Christ like a doormat to wipe all their sinful activities on, or they use the Jesus Christ credit card, put it on Jesus, you know, all my sinful activity. So we're not like that. We can actually help them actually follow the instructions of Jesus by purifying the desire to commit sin. So Pariksha Maharaj rejected this idea of just doing some pious activity to counteract it. You know, there's this bogus sampradaya in India, so Ayappa, so in South India. So they do go on pilgrimage. They do so much like charity sacrifices, so much like pious activity, doing all the things for a few months, and then the rest of the year they do all sinful activity. You know, kind of similar to when you confess your sins to the priest, and then you go and the whole rest of the week you're free from sin that day, and then the rest of the week you commit your sins again and then go and try and clean up again. So it's useless, this kind of trying to counteract it with just good activity. So we have to purify that desire to sin. So how to do that? Now Shukadeva Goswami starts talking about the pastime of Ajumil. So Ajumil is really painting the picture of the Kali Yuga person, you could say, a situation of the Kali Yuga person. Lucky for Ajumil, not like us, he had such good training in the beginning of his life, being a Brahmana. And then just seeing a Sudra and a Sudrani embracing, being intoxicated and embracing and kissing like that. This is like a usual thing you could see on the street or on a billboard as you walk down the street in anywhere, or especially in the West. So this kind of bewildered, and he got bewildered, forgot all his brahminical principles, forgot all his religious principles, and pretty much pursued this prostitute, and had maintained this relationship through illicit activities, stealing, killing people, just to maintain it all. Had 10 kids with this prostitute, and the 10th kid, the youngest one, at the age of 80, having the 10th kid, is named Narayan. And Prabhupada describes that how affection, it runs like oil down a hill. And so usually affection runs down to the youngest child in the family. It's like the baby gets everything. I was the youngest. I'm the youngest. I have an older brother and I'm the youngest one. I get all the affection. That's true. Yeah. So he had, imagine 10 kids, that's like running more down, you know. Maybe you have 5 in your family, huh? You're not the youngest? But does the youngest get all the affection? Yeah, he get everything, huh? He get everything. So, but lucky he called the son Narayan from his previous practices of religious life. And he got this Namabas calling, okay, Narayan, please come here. Come. Come, Narayan, come. Please take this milk. Eat your food, sleep here, come Narayan, like this. So it was Namabas. And then, after so much sinful activity, when you go to hell, then Yamadutas come for you. And apparently this is a medical condition that's stated in the medical science, that the nurses, that there's accounts of people like yelling, oh, they're coming for me, or there's dogs coming for me, or, you know, keep them away. So it's called some sort of like end of life trauma. There's like a scientific word for it. And they're seeing these Yamadutas before they come. Like another appearance of one Prabhupada disciple. So the father is about to pass away and his wife is there. And then he's lying in bed, he's about to leave his body, and he tells his wife, get my shotgun. They're coming, you know, and he's ready to like shoot off, you know, Yamadutas. Yeah, so it's real stuff. And so when you're very sinful, this is what happens, they come for you. And but in Ajumil's case, when he saw these Yamadutas, he called out Narayan, the holy name of the Lord. And then just from that chanting of the holy name of the Lord, Narayan is so merciful. The Lord is so merciful. He takes it as you're calling me. And nam no hi yavati shakti papa ni harine hari tava katam nashut noti patakam patiki daraha. It's a nice verse. It means that by chanting the holy name once, one can purify themselves of more sins than he can commit in a lifetime. So Jamil got completely purified by that chanting. He chanted without offense, no motive. He was just calling out to his son with desperation. And he was cleared of all his, in fact, account cleared. So the Vishnudutas interfered, stopped the Yamadutas. This is like the first time in history that the Yamadutas got stopped. Like, this is like no one can stop the Yamadutas. No one can stop Yamaraj. In the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, out of people who are a punishment, I am Yamaraj, you know. I'm the one who punishes everyone. No one can stop me. But Yamaraj's servants got stopped by the Vishnudutas. These beautiful forms of servants, beautiful servants of Lord Vishnu. So the Vishnujudas are protecting Ajamil because he's cleared of all these. He's cleared of all these sinful activities just by chanting the holy name just once. And they have a conversation. Yamadu says, Vishnu, the Yamadu has already stated their case before. This guy is sinful, he did so much stuff. He's got to go. Why are you stopping us for? Who are you? So now the Vishnujudas are saying that, no, because of this chanting of the holy name of the Lord, he's cleared. So he's not supposed to be punished. And they're saying here that Yamaraj, like because a master, if the servants do something wrong, the master is responsible. Just like in the pastime of when the four Kumaras came to the doors of Vaikuntha, and then Jaya and Vijay stopped them from coming in. And they were very angry and they cursed them, that's it, we curse you. And then Lord Narayan came himself and he apologized. Oh, my dear Brahmanas, you know, I'm sorry for what my servants have done. The master is responsible. To make up for this, I'll chop off my own arm. You know, for such an offense to such great Brahmanas like you. So they're referring to Yamaraj as an authority. He's a Mahajan, one of the 12 Mahajans. So it's his fault. And they start stating how the example of the leader in society is followed by the mass of people. So whatever he does, everyone accepts. Quite similar to a verse in the Bhagavad Gita. So what is the role of the leader in human society? He's supposed to take him back to Godhead. That's what he's supposed to do. And Prabhupada is saying here, modern times, the Krishna Conscious Movement is trying to introduce the right principles of taking everyone back to Godhead by establishing the principles of Dharma, Dhamma Samstapanataya. The Dharma in Kali Yuga, the Yuga Dharma, is Harinam Sankirtan. This will deliver everyone for all time, for the next 10,000 years. This is the main purpose of this canto of this Bhagavatam. The life of Bhagavatam is the life of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's the introduction to the Srimad Bhagavatam. It's his life. That's how to live Srimad Bhagavatam. And that's what the Krishna Conscious Movement is trying to show everyone else. And we do it very easily by dancing and chanting and feasting. Very easy. That's what we're trying to encourage. We should have government support like anything. In Australia and Victoria, in my state, that the government has put in like $40 million or $4 billion into helping like companies or groups that are helping with mental illness. You know, people getting like people with suicide helplines and depression. If you have depression, you can call them. Or if you have some mental health problem, then they are getting all this financial support. But who can help deliver the mind? The Maha Mantra, the mantra, that which delivers the mind. This is, we have the answer for it. You know, we have the answer for good health. We have the answer for good community. The Panchatattva have the answer. Shri Panchatattva Ki Jai. It's just by this Harinam Sankirtan, everyone gets delivered. Everyone develops all good qualities just by chanting the holy name, just by hearing the holy name of the Lord. So that's our job in as members of the Hare Krishna movement, to chant Hare Krishna and give this Hare Krishna mantra to others. Because it's through this chanting that the Krishna prema from within is awakened. It's already there and it gets awakened by this chanting and hearing about Krishna. And we can see that there's a story I always tell because it's the only one I can remember. The boys already heard it like 50 times, but I like to say it anyway. So we're in New York City, we're doing Harinam, and we did this Times Square. So Times Square is like the middle of Maya's den, and you see Coca-Cola signs everywhere. There's a Mickey Mouse on every corner, Spider-Man there, and there's all sorts of lights everywhere, full distraction from anything Krishna conscious. There's McDonald's every 10 meters. So a full manifestation of Maya in one small square. So when you do Harinam there, you have to be like fully focused on the Maha Mantra. You play that drum as hard as you can. You give it all you got. Otherwise Maya will catch you somehow. You'll be like this. You're just caught. So after that, we took the metro or the subway back. And we sat down in the carriage. And there's many people there. And we're doing kirtan inside the carriage, which is, it's quite normal in New York City. It's a, people expect the weirdest things to happen. They like weird things. Like sometimes there's a puppet performer on there. One time we're doing Harinam and this puppet guy was there same time. He started dancing to the Harinam. Everyone's watching this puppet dance to Harinam. So this time when we're doing on the train, there was he looked like homeless or drunken guy and he goes, "Oh, you Hare Krishnas, you better get off the next platform. Someone's gonna get hurt." Like this. We're like, okay. We kept playing anyway. So he kept playing, and then he starts swearing at us in the tune we're singing. So the tune we sing is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. So yes, so this is the tune. And then so he starts swearing at us in the tune. He's like, "You effing Hare Krishna's better get off now, I'm gonna kill you." So the whole carriage starts watching what's going to happen here. And then we kept playing. I don't know why. Usually we stop. I don't know. We just kept playing. And the devotee who was singing, Vichara Peru, he was singing on the accordion. And he kept singing. And the guy starts to get up. And he gets into Vichara's face. He's like, "You guys better get off now." And then he got scared and just goes, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Hare." And then the guy, he starts going, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, look, you're not even singing anymore. You guys better go to the next platform or someone's going to get hurt." Like this. And he sits back down. And then Vishnujan, he starts playing the drum louder, you know. And he goes, you're dead, you know. I play cartels that you're dead. And Gaura Karuna, he had the bike in the carriage. And he's giving books to everyone. And he has Fuzela, like this. And then he goes, you're dead. And then this guy, he starts putting his hat down. He starts turning red like anything. So it's like this. And then there's one black guy sitting across from him. And he starts seeing, watching this man. Everyone's watching this guy, seeing what he's going to do. And he starts watching him. And he starts seeing this small smile come from underneath his hat. And then this guy, he starts freaking, like he couldn't believe it. He starts running up and down the carriage. He goes, "They're changing him, they're changing him. Look, they're changing him," like this. And then the smile got too big, we all saw, you know. And then he stopped swearing at us in the tune. He starts chanting Maha Mantra, we give him one card. And he goes, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare." The whole carriage starts applauding. Woo! Yeah! Woo! You know, and he starts smiling and then he keeps chanting. He starts to lead the kirtan. You know, and everyone's just surprised. This African-American guy, he's just running up and down. "They changed you. You guys did it. You guys did it. You changed him. I can't believe it. How did you do it?" You know, and you know, it happened in like, he was like a full demon, full like against us from the beginning. And in this like 10, 15 minutes, he changed into pure devotee. You know, and everyone saw it. They saw how this Maha Mantra worked. We saw it, everyone else saw it. You know? And then we get off our stop, everyone claps, "Yeah, thank you." And then this guy pulls out a big bottle of gin, "Yeah," like this, and says goodbye to us. So what does that mean for us, you know? Because, like, we're also chanting, and, you know, we feel that there's an artist inside, and nothing's changing, or we're not making any progress. So what does it mean for us? So that means we have to chant more, pretty much. Chant more, chant louder, and dance when you chant. Because the Panchatattva, they broke open this storehouse of love of God. It was locked during Lord Krishna's time. They broke it open and they drank it all themselves first and got intoxicated on that. Yeah. And then in this drinking of the holy, of this nectar of love of God. Because this love of God, you get it through chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. And it said you can drink it easier by dancing. This is like a purpose. It says when you dance, it's easy to drink this holy name. When you're active and you're getting your whole body and everything into it. You know. But what about our heart? We can't just do kirtan all the time. We got to do like some yoga or some exercise on the side. No, Prabhupada said this is the exercise. You know, real like in the pasana of Dhruva Maharaj. So he got self-realization by like holding his breath, pranayama. Asanga Yoga. And Prabhupada says that pranayam, we don't have to do what Dhruva did, but when you dance and chant in kirtan, that's pranayam. That's our pranayam. So yeah, we should always make sure we chant all the time. Like we dance, sometimes we stop chanting. No, you gotta keep chanting then. You know, and you do all types of chanting. You make sure you do lots of japa, do more kirtan, do more harinam, do more whatever. Make sure that you don't leave this transcendental sound vibration. Because in that way, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sabakura Nois Shavanari Sudha Chitta Kuraya Adai. That this Krishna Prema is there inside, it's not from outside that you get it. And from hearing and chanting, it is awakened more and more. And that's our goal. That's what human society should be aiming for. And that's what the government should be supporting. They should support something, that's what they should put. They should like have Harinam parties everywhere in the world, like 20 of them, you know, going around, you know. They should more and more support this way. You know, put restaurants, close down all the McDonald's and turn them into Govindas, and close all the bars, turn them into kirtan halls. So that instead of nightclubs, you have just kirtans all night. And just to revolutionize, create a revolution. And this is what it means to be a real leader. When you're revolutionary, you break out of the norm and you're inspiring other people. And we have to start with ourselves, create a revolution within ourselves. And that's what the Srimad Bhagavatam is doing. It says it's creating a revolution in the consciousness of those impious souls who are in a misdirected civilization. The Srimad Bhagavatam, we don't have faith in chanting Hare Krishna. That's why we read so much. We think, oh, we need to do bridge preaching so we can connect people to chanting Hare Krishna. The bridge preaching is the books. That's why Prabhupada pushed book distribution so much. So we can read about the benefits and the value of chanting, just chanting Hare Krishna. Krishna said, man mana bhava ma bhakto. Always think of me. Lord Chaitanya said, Kirtana Sada Hari. When you chant the holy name, chanting his name is the same as thinking of Krishna. And in that way, you're completely absorbed in Krishna and then you attain the spiritual world. So, that's why I propose to all the governments out there, hopefully we can do that. And you can see a change is happening now. You don't see like everyone sitting in the Bhagavatam class right now. We don't see everyone wearing a dhoti and tilak, but their lives are changing. It's quite normal to meet someone who's vegetarian, for example. You know, people taking up yoga. You know, that was considered weird. It was considered only for girls. Only girls do yoga. But no, the guys are doing yoga and, you know, getting a lot of benefit out of it. Even MMA fighters are doing yoga, you know, big macho men. So this kind of thing, there's a change coming through. Everyone's having a holy festival. That's Krishna's festival. You know, this color festival, like that. And they're trying to make like more, there's even groups of people, they're called daybreakers. And what they're doing, that they're pretty much doing their own morning program now. So what they do is that it starts at like 5 o'clock in the morning, and they have yoga in the beginning, and they have all healthy vegetarian food, and they have like a rave in the morning. They just dance, no alcohol, no drugs, nothing like this, and you know, and then they go to work, and it's like the best way to start work. People are paying like $40, $50 just to attend these events, We have these morning raves every morning. You know, we dance every morning, you know, and we fully nourish the soul from the philosophy and association of devotees, deity worship, and we walk out the door shining. And then when you're walking out shining from doing such sadhana and purifying yourself, then people see the revolution, they see the inspiration, and then they will follow. And then the governors will see that, okay, this is the way to go. Because even these mundane, you know, so-called sattvic morning raves that they're doing, there's companies that are paying them to do these same morning raves in their company. You know, you come and do it for my employees. So it's changing. People's consciousness is changing. There is a revolution taking place. This ISKCON movement is only 50 years. It's very small. You know, for any change in Christianity that took place, it was like after, say, a few hundred years. 300. Yeah. So that's a long time. So imagine us after 300 years. But that can only happen if we strictly stick to the Bhagavatam, Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya. Stick to the principles that Srila Prabhupada has given us. And always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna in all circumstances. This is how we'll create a revolution and inspire the human society to go back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. Is there any comments or questions? Yes, Prabhu.
I don't speak so much English, but I try. It's about in the beginning you say that Parikshit Maharaj in the end of five cantos speak with Sukadeva Goswami. He say, this is not practical, this is not real, because the living entity is down and after go to other planets and all. But what is the explanation? What is the explanation of Sukadeva Goswami about the real expiation, no? Because he talked about the knowledge, no? The real knowledge about the scriptures, but I cannot understand so much this. Yeah. Can you explain, please?
Okay. Yeah, so, okay, so the Vedas give knowledge of how to, so when the living entity comes to the material world, so Krishna gives the Vedas, Krishna gives the material world to the living entity who wants to enjoy separately from him, to allow him to fulfill his desire and rectify him, correct him, so he goes back home. So the Vedas are there to provide that. So the essence of all Vedic hymns is the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And there's this verse, I haven't remembered the last line, Aho Bhata Swapacho To Garyan Yach Jivagre Vedante Nama Tubyam Tepus Tapas Te Juhu Sisho Arya Brahmanachu. You know the last few words, anyway. But the verse is that, by Devahuti, how glorious, after hearing from Kapila Deva about Sankhya Yoga and devotional service and so much knowledge, you could say. How glorious are those who have on the tip of their tongues the holy name of the Lord, even if they're born in the family of dog eaters. Just by this chanting on the holy name, we know that they studied all the Vedas. We know that they have good manners of the Aryans. They have performed all austerities, tapas. They have went to all places of pilgrimage. And they've fulfilled everything required. So that means that this Harinam Sankirtan, my spiritual master would describe as like Varnashram is like, you know, gold, and then he has small hammer to put it nicely into place with the gold, you know. And it goes into place nicely. It's in its right position. But the Harinam Sankirtan is like a sledgehammer for an ironsmith, for a blacksmith, and go right back into place. So this is what Lord Chaitanya's movement does. And when we have this knowledge as well, then we come more faith that yes, just by chanting I can get everything fulfilled by dancing and chanting Lord Chaitanya's movement. This is like that what the knowledge is supposed to do. To develop faith in just chanting Hare Krishna and everything's okay. Yes, Prabhu.
It's a question about the Harinam, what we're doing. We're chanting a lot on the streets and we're trying to to do as much as we can. And the question is about how, about the benefit of the people who are hearing this. Is the only thing that they must to hear as much as it's possible, like in time lapse, or just something else? Like, can you tell about the benefit, the grade of benefits?
Okay. Prabhupada would say even after the Harinam party is going through the street, anyone who walks in the street is purified. Just seeing Tilak, they remember Krishna. Even that's a revolution in itself, just the dress, you know. So, there's a monk, there's someone spiritual, let me ask him something spiritual. What is the meaning of life, you know? Straight away, that is already an indication that it's inspiring them. This Agantha Sukriti is building, no matter what. Hopefully we can cover as much place as possible. So no one can escape the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. It's described as like a flood, and everyone gets drowned in it. But unfortunately, the ones who are floating on the surface of this flood of love of Godhead are the Mayavadis and the impersonalists. So Prabhupada's pranam mantra is Nivasesha Sunyavai. Gauravani Pracharan, Namaste Saraswati Devi, is the servant of Saraswati Thakur. Gauravani Pracharan, he's giving the mercy of Gauranga Mahapuru, Harinama Eva Kevalam. And Nivasesha Sunyavati Pachyadade Shitarine, the West is covered by voidism and impersonalism and Mayavad philosophy. So you can see that he's giving Gauravani through, you know, telling everyone to chant Hare Krishna, but then he's given the books to get rid of that impersonalism and Mayavada in the heart, because that's what's holding us back from just chanting all the time, pretty much, to just have enough faith to chant all the time. That impersonalism is there, and then you can see many purports Prabhupada smashing impersonalism and Mayavada. So when that is completely removed, so that's why we need to give the books, because people have a good time with us, right? They have a good time. And some even like join, they follow you to the temple, but they can't stick around, because again, they are pulled away by this. But these anattas may not just be impersonal or Mayavad, maybe some other things also, but the books, Prabhupada, the pure devotee, is the sadhu is cutting through all this nonsense, yeah. So, and then you're free to just chant and be with Krishna, Goloka Premadam Harinam Sankirtan, in the spiritual world. Okay. Last one.
I have one practical question.
Ooh.
When is Harinam today?
Hey, we only talk about it, we don't do it. No, joking. I don't know, ask the boss. Yeah, what's your problem?
Jai.
What time's Harinam? Okay, if you have breakfast, then you'll find out. Hare Krishna, Gantarashima Bhagavatam ki. Hare Nam Sekhatam ki. Go, Premanande.